blessings of light, and welcome today to the six-month second lesson, Blending the Higher and Lower Self. We're continuing this week with the Angelic Kingdom and the Elementals. And we're going to talk about what happens when we leave the body after our stay here on Earth. Last week we were talking about the kingdom of the angels or the angelic hosts, and we discussed angels, virtues, principalities, and archangels as they are attuned here to the earth. And now we are going to continue this talk at a deeper level of cosmic consciousness. Now, this particular group of angels, virtues, principalities, are on this particular planet, but there are other planet systems with beings on. They may not be carbon-based beings as you are in this physical body, but they are based in other substances. They have the same assistance in their planets and on their worlds to help them to stay in tune with God. God is throughout the whole creation with his angelic kingdom and power, his communication with all the levels of consciousness. So the angelic kingdom keeps a communication between God and these various levels. As you reach into the higher levels, you come into contact with these greater and greater and greater beings. Even the ascended masters and great beings that have gone on still have greater and greater teachers. Until we all are one in God, until we are directly with God and no longer bound in any of the illusion, any of the transitory creation, where all these stars and all of these planets and all of these novas and comets and all of the structures of the universe, black holes and all, will disappear, but you will not disappear. You will be with God consciously. The cherubim are angelic beings of the wisdom of God. Now, don't get this confused with cherubs of the mythologies of Greece, I believe it is, and Rome. They had cherubs, the little ones that come and shoot arrows into your heart. Cherubim carries the law, the wisdom of God, the omniscient power to all structures for the knowledge and use of that structure. Each structure of consciousness has a law to it. You have a law to your physical body. You have a law to your emotional body, mental body, your psyche. There is a law of the rock. There's the law of the tree. There's the law of the tomato. There's a law of the earth. You see what I'm saying? There is a law saying, this is the way this works. And the law tells us how it works. And the wisdom is how God created it. And when we are in the cherubim, we know how the cosmos was put together. We began to have cosmic conscious levels with the angelic beings at this point. And this is the wisdom of God spread over all of creation. It's not bound to any single location. It's a unified, uniform field with all beings, all persons, places, things functioning in under a law. Many of the ancient religions deciphered this law. It was given to them in light, energy, and experiences. So the cherubim carried this wisdom from the Godhead into creation, and they hold it. It's the body of the cherubim that holds the wisdom, just like your physical body is, you're housed in that at this particular point. You don't necessarily stay in it. You leave it every night, or you can leave it in trance states, or you can leave it in mediumship or channeling. You can leave it in astral travel, mental travel, psychic travel, or soul travel as it's called. So you can not be bound by this body. But the cherubim cannot leave their body. their body is, they are bound to that as long as creation exists, as long as the day of creation is manifest, meaning the outbreathing of God's power. As long as this is existing, then that body, through love, must hold the wisdom of God in truth. And so there's always the love and the truth, even though there may be the paramount vibration of wisdom here, there's always that love and that truth within it of God and the purity and perfection of God. This is the basic light of the white light, and then the rays coming out of that white light, the three basic rays is red and gold and blue. And so the wisdom of God, see, the love of God is coming to us through these other powers and from the archangels, and that they give us the love and protection and the power over the evil or negative forces at the personality levels. But now we're going to an impersonal level, the cosmic energies, and we lose personality orientation, and we must now look at the angelic kingdom from a much higher point of view, beyond the earth, beyond your human concept of the angelic beings, and let your mind spread out over all of creation. See yourself expanding and penetrating all substance, that you're such a fine substance that you can penetrate all these denser substances. And so the cherubim, their body is right in you as well. In the universal form, you are touching all things. And by touching all things, by paying attention there, you can go there. If you were not touching it, then you would have to go there first. But see, the truth is, as spirit, as God, as this higher consciousness that you truly are, you are touching all things in your universal fields. But you've lost this consciousness to center here in an individual conscious manifestation for God here on this earth. But the planet Earth is a very small planet, and it is a very small particle compared to the infinite expansion that is taking place in this universe that we are now in. One day it will stop its expanding vibrations, everything will be still for a moment, and then it will take its contracting vibrations and start contracting back in. That is called the out-breath when it's expanding of God, and the in-breath when it starts contracting back in. The out-breath is called the day of creation, and the in-breath is called the night of creation, when the night is falling, you see, and the night comes upon us. It means all substance is taken then. There is no light, no darkness, it's all God. It's all into God consciousness. And we are promised an eternal life, so we will be conscious beings as we attune to God, doing this whole epic of creation. But now that's in a different point of view. You're not going to be in time and space bondage, because the cosmic beings don't have any time or space bondage. Everything is going on, it's ever gone on. Everything is now going on, is going on. And the possibilities of everything going on is standing before us. So you can see the future is a pliable, flowing substance and not a bondage, as the past is a bondage. It's fixed. And when you're stuck in the past, you're fixed. So by the wisdom of the infinite in the law of all things, you can break free of fixations, asking to expand upon the wisdom of God in the cherubim, this power of God in the law. The next is the seraphim. Now the seraphim carries the love vibration of God. They're carrying this energy and this power within them at the cosmic level. And you can call this like the cosmic soul. These are like the flames of the cosmic soul, because God ensouled all things or gave life to all things. And so these have an adhesive power to them, the seraphim, and they're at this cosmic proportion, just as the cherubim are at this cosmic proportion. So are the archangels at this cosmic proportion. But your principalities and your virtues and your angels are not at this cosmic proportion. So you see, there is a difference. And then we're going to go into beyond this cosmic proportion as we leave the seraphim, which carry the love. Now, before I go too far, in this consciousness is where God said, I do all these things for my good pleasure. See, God made all things for his pleasure. And he's enjoying all that is going on. See, we may not be enjoying what the devil's doing, but, you know, God is enjoying all things. Some don't accept Christ, some don't accept Buddha, some don't accept Krishna, some don't accept other religious leaders and masters in the past, you know. But God is accepting everything because God created everything. The demons, the demonic side of things, are these angelic beings that have fallen down from the Godhead. They're no longer allowed past this. They have to go past the wisdom and the love to get there, which is that golden ruby of the cosmic conscious or the higher bridge that you're working with in the angelic kingdom. So these two powers here, Christ worked with very powerful upon the earth. And he knew this power of the golden ruby of the cosmic energies or the solar bridge that you've been practicing. And so to come into the next level, see, we have the gold and we have the love here, the rose color, and now we come into the blue, the powers. Now here's where they are standing at the gates of heaven, at the edge of creation, where the manifestation is ending. There is a check there. It says, from this point on, no negative forces can pass this way. Nothing can be bound in duality. It is all God consciousness from this point on. You cannot be bound in the cosmos. You cannot be bound in on your planet. You can't be bound in your race. You can't be bound in your family. You can't be bound in your own individual consciousness. You cannot be bound by your body, your emotions, your mind, your psyche, creativity, anything to get in past the powers, because the powers check all non-realities, all things that are no longer of eternal existence, that are of the transitory passing stage of creation. And so these are the archangels, the cherubim, the seraphim will stand in a neutral universe while the activity of the angels and virtues and principalities are taking place. And then these powers are spiritually indifferent. They do not, they're not bound by any religious structures. They're not bound by any forms. They are transcendent. They're the ones that stand between God and creation. They check all evil powers, all negative forces, all things that are contrary to reality, to truth, to the power, to reality, truth, the blue ray, at its highest level, the will of God. And so you must be in the will of God to enter into that which is beyond the light, that which is beyond the energy. And some just are going to light, you know. Well, some are going to eternal rest. You belong to some churches. You're going to go someplace, you're going to have an eternal rest. Well, and then in other places you're going to have eternal sleep. I don't think I want to just lay around resting the rest of existence, and I don't believe I just want to sleep all that time either. I want to be active in God, and I want God to present myself to God to do things. And so as I come to the powers, I must give up all things, of all remembrance of all things. The red, see, the red can't pass this way. It's too high of a the blue is too high of a vibration. I must give up all the wisdom I've learned, everything I know, everything I understand. That must all be given up to get to the power. See, you must be a pure, unconditioned, open chalice, an open receptacle, an open channel for God to reach into the powers. And you can draw those universal powers from the kingdom of God. Now this is from God's kingdom, beyond the manifestations of the physical manifest universe, the planes of the astral, the planes of the mental, the planes of the soul, creative and universal powers. Beyond all of these things stand the powers. And when you reach, it's like reaching into the unmanifest. You must go from the manifest to the unmanifest to the transcendent to reach this stage of consciousness, this stage of power. Now you can draw that power as a channel through you, and God will work through you. You have no will of your own. God will use you at his will. And you just present yourself by the inspirations of God. In the powers, you are guided by inspiration, the blue ray, inspiration, by belief in God, faith in God, trusting God. You know, I've met a person here not too lately ago, that was non-trusting of God, didn't trust God anymore. What a place to be when you can't trust the one that created you, the one that has given you the life. The very breath you're breathing would not even be possible without God giving you this life. Do you have any control over your breath? Oh, hold it 5 minutes. Tell me about it. Let's see. You are helpless, and you must realize this helplessness in God to reach this level. It's called surrender. When you realize of yourself you can do nothing, then you have the power coming from God. So the powers come from this level. They're a clear, crystalline, moving breath, just like the Holy Spirit. And in fact, this power is this part of the body of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in all things, around all things, protecting all things. That is the eternal life. And the Holy Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the eternal life. And so we will be in this spirit. To move into this level, we must purify and clear ourselves to reach to this dimensional area of consciousness. Beyond all the stars, beyond all the planets, all those novas, all of those quasars, all those black holes, comets, asteroids, whatever you want to see out there, whatever you have seen, electromagnetic energies, light, beyond all of that, even beyond the speed of light, now we have the first impulse will carry us upwards to God. Now these crystalline states become clearer and purer and clearer and purer until we reach the Godhead. Now the dominions hold the patterns for creation. And they hold the Word of God. When God spoke the Word, now the dominions hold the Word. The Word is held over all things, held over the power of the Word. Now the Christians say the Word is Christ, you see. And the Buddhists say the Word is Buddha. And the Hindus say the Word is Krishna. And sometimes they say the Word is Om. And the scientists say the Word's the Big Bang, you see. So everybody's got an idea of the Word. But when you reach the dominions, you know what the Word is, the Logos, the manifest structure, the archetype of the universe is held in this power of the dominions. It is unshakable, unmovable. It is firm. You can count on God's Word. It will be the same yesterday, today, and always, even though there is translations and transformations and changes going on constantly in the universe. Finally, we get to the very throne of God. In the thrones, we have that power that is sending to God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise you, God. We love you, God. Thank you, God. Glory to God in the highest, you see. Well, I don't know if these thrones are all speaking English, but someone might like you to think that. They're not speaking any language here upon the earth. They are speaking the language of God, the universal language of God. And so they hold the language of God that brought forth the Word, that brought forth the power that gave creation its manifestation. And so understand that this is a power before the throne, before the crystal sea, the great beautiful thrones are chanting, holding contact with God in creation. And so this power of the language, then the Word being spoken, the truth being manifest in the power. See, the power is truth. The power is truth. And in the seraphims, we have the love of God. In the cherubim, we have the wisdom of God. Then we have the rays out of this power, the archangels, and they come on the different solar rays and stellar rays across the universe. So they bring this power and the light into the universal structures, and then the principalities on the different planets and that. Each planet has a principality. Each condition of a group consciousness or synergic consciousness on each planet is intact. And And that's the principality of it. They have their virtues. They have their angelic beings. They relate to them in different forms. I don't believe when we finally break Earth and we get off and we get out of the solar system, we get to another solar system, we meet other beings that are going to say, hello, how are you doing today? They're not going to be speaking English. I don't believe so. I believe they'll be speaking the language of God. So we must reach to this level of consciousness before we can break Earth bondage. Now, talking about the Earth, let's now move to our little brothers and little sisters here, the elementals of the Earth, of the water, the fire, the air, of the woods. I'm just taking these five elements because there is elemental power in the mountains, in the waterfalls, in any distinct creation of God, there is a power. And according to its size and its magnetism, there's its power. Some places you go, you feel like you want to keep going there. Keep going back. That's a wonderful place to go because you feel the power there. There was a place called Sacred Falls that Christ had charged when he was moving around the earth after his ascension in Israel. And he was moving around and appearing in his light body to the different peoples around the earth. And so he appeared in light, the great white spirit appeared and said, I will be coming back. And many times these tribes are carrying on that power. Even down in southern part of the United States, they found Indians with statues of Christ with a beard and that. And they didn't have beards, you see. And so they had this one figure of the Christ in a robe and a beard and that, and they call him Jesus. So it was really interesting. In the earth, we have a spirit. Now understand, God is everywhere. And so God, as he is in a human form, he's in an angelic form, but transcendent of those forms, he's also in all the elements of the earth. Now, we don't look upon the elements as having consciousness and awareness and energy. Elemental, meaning the God mind power. You see, it's a power not on the physical dimension. And the spirit comes and is attuned to the mind power of these elements. See, every power or everything that's in existence has these three worlds. It has a physiological world, it has a mental or psychological world, and it has a spiritual world. So the element in the earth would be called the known, coming from the spiritual world with mental power over the element. The automatic element or the automatic mind in matter responds to divine mind or higher mind. And so these little creatures represent a higher mental power over these elements. They hold them in their forms. They stand with that mental and spiritual body to hold that element, just as you hold all three elements of the physiological, psychological, and spiritual world. These little creatures do not hold that transcendent consciousness that you do. They are like little brothers and little sisters. When man first came here and took on a body and started walking around the earth here, he started to experience with the elemental forces. But then he got superior and got away from them, and he's been in a battle ever since. So he began to worship them because he thought they were bigger than him because he was in the little body, the cardinal body, the one that's passing here. And we'll talk about its passing in just a few moments and how the elementals will get back their substance that you are using that belong to them. So the earth spirit is known as the knowns. Well, some call them mini-hoonies. Some call them little leprechauns and fairies and trolls and, you know, all these kind of things. And so there was names. Different people gave them different names that were closer to the earth. There was some societies that ignored them. Some races ignored them, and they transcended to them and just used them. Because, see, they must serve you. But they are willing servants, but how would you like to be used without your being identified as a conscious entity? Some just start using you. You wouldn't like that very much. Well, that's the way we're doing with the earth and the water and the fire and the air. We're not appreciating the power in it. So what's happening? Man is diluting it. Man is misusing it. And so he's diluting these elements. And it'll be against his own existence on this planet. See? Because he's ignorant or ignorant or not paying attention to these elemental forces any longer. So you should get in touch with them. Get out and feel the spirit of the earth and be aware of the spirit of the earth. And that same spirit is in all earth, no matter where the earth is manifest throughout creation. Some of the other planets are in a different stage of development than the earth is. We have a solid terra firma, solid earth. But you go to Saturn, it's a very gaseous expanded planet, you see, and Jupiter. These are not like Earth. You can't go down and walk on their surface. You're too heavy. You sink in, you see. So I don't know how far we'd sink in, you see, because that's a gaseous substance. It's like dropping a rock through the gas until it gets to that solid core. So the gnomes are the earth. The undines are of the water. Now, the little undines are the spirits in the water, the waves. They do the waves. They're in every drop. These little undines hold the form of the water in any structure of from the smallest to the largest body. The undines are present. And it's like one undine, one known, but there's many manifestations, like there's one humanity, many manifestations. Now, these creatures of God's creation do not have eternal life. Understand this. They will pass, but you will not pass. You have eternal existence. But these elemental forces will pass from creation as the in-breath takes place. Don't worry about it. It takes, I believe it's going to take as long as the in-breath as it did for the out-breath. So you can, which is a twinkling of the eye in God's consciousness. So the water elemental, say you wanted to stop the rain. Did you ever think about, boy, I'd like to stop the rain today. You know, this thing is bothering me. Well, I've done this many times with students, and in Hawaii, I just say, well, we want to go across the street. The rain would be pouring down. I said, we just stop till we get across the street. So it would stop for a couple of minutes. We'd go across the street, and then it would start raining again. You see. How I learned to do this is I went down to the ocean, and I sat by the ocean, as this kahuna had told me, and sat there and calmed the waves. Just do that. And where I was sitting, the waves were calm. So I looked around. I want to tell somebody, but nobody was there. So many times you'll have experiences where you don't have human proof. That's where faith is called in. Because after you get away from the experience, you'll say, did I really do that? Was it my imagination? Did I do it? See, you're in a different level. And when you get up and start moving around the body, you're operating at a lower level of consciousness. When you set the body down, you go transcending, you're operating at a higher level of consciousness, not bound by the laws of the body now. Now bound by the laws of transcendence, you see. And then when you get into the kingdom of God, now you're bound by the laws of the kingdom of God, which supersede all of the other laws, you see. God's law is superior to all other laws. It's superior to parental law. It's superior to individual law. It's superior to social law, the country's law, the world law. It's superior to the law of creation and the universes. It is the ultimate reality, God's law. And so, here's this power coming down, and the law of God is in this power, into each one of these elemental forces. As you come into the salamanders, this is the fire elementals. And they hold that, the body of the fire. See? Now, it's interesting how they hold this. Because fire is heavier than air, but it is lighter than water. See, if you look at this, the earth is the starting point of solidity. Say, this is the starting point. But really, if you go out in space, there are some elements that one teaspoon weighs more than the earth that are out in space. So this isn't the densest part, but let's just say this is where we start. There are elements that are seven times less dense than the Earth is. But when we go from the Earth to the water, there's seven times density. See, the water is seven times less dense than the Earth, and the fire is seven times less dense than the water, and the air is seven times less dense than the fire, and the ethers are seven times less dense than the air. See, there's this law of seven there. And then the Akasha is seven times less dense than the ethers. And so you can see it gets finer and finer and finer and finer and finer and finer and finer until there is non-existence, see, of any substance. And there's just pure consciousness. In the salamanders, they can serve us. Some of the ancients knew how to send the fireballs. In Hawaii, they can send fireballs at you. Kahunas used to fight one another. You know, this is why Hawaiian people were finally taken out of their own protection, because they were fighting with one another. One kahuna didn't go along with another, and they all were seeking their power and kept it hidden and those kind of things. And you know, we're going through a lot of that right in the countries of the world now, where some people are fighting each other in the same religion. They're saying, well, don't listen to him, come over and listen to me. I'm telling you the right way to Christ. And the other says, no, no, this is the way to Jesus Christ. And you know, if you do this and do that and that, and they're all fighting over ways and means to get there, instead of teaching God and going directly to God. Christ told us to go to God. Buddha says, go to that ultimate reality. Krishna says, come to me. You see, God said, personally, he said it to the mind, he said it to your spirit. He's been saying it over the eons of time to humanity over and over and over again. Every way he's calling you home, calling you back into the heart of God. Come into that heart now. It doesn't mean you're going to leave the body. You're going to leave this dimension. You see? God has a purpose for you here. When you find that purpose, it's uplifting grace. It's uplifting grace. So you must ask God, what is my purpose? What am I doing here? You see? So the purpose of the elementals are to serve holding those forms in manifestation, in all of the elements within those forms. As we move up to the air, we have the sylphs, the wind sylphs. Now the wind sylphs are those elements within the wind. They're beautiful to watch in Hawaii. When I'm sitting on the beach, I watch the waves roll in. The wind sylphs are helping push the undines along, you see. And so there's cooperation with the elements. They work with one another. They inhabit the same bodies. See, there's fire, water, earth, air, and ethers in your physical body. And so these elementals are in your body now. That is your contact, you see. You have a direct contact with everything, right to this body, right to this center focus, this individual manifestation of God. So as you start working with the sylphs, these are like, you know, when I was a child, I had a little friend. His name was Billy. Did you ever know Billy the Wind? Well, Billy the Wind used to come in and play around in the room, and blow things off the table. But he wasn't like Gust. You ever meet Gust? He comes in. He just will see. So these are different attitudes of the, you know, the wind. Just like there's different conditions of the water. The water can be ice. It can be steam. It can be a flowing stream. It can be salt water. It can be pure water. You see, it has a lot of different characteristics to it. And each one of these little elemental beings have this characteristic to them. And so when you see the characteristic of the whole, you understand each individual. If you saw the characteristic of humanity, then you would see every one of us is going through the same kind of things. But each one of us think we're going through our own trip. Nobody knows what we're going through. Some people never had this happen to them. Why is it always happening to me? Kind of consciousness, you see. They don't realize the same pressure is on every human being on every level. You will not fall to temptation unless you have the weakness in you. Throw it out. See? And that is held by mind elementals. Just as your physical body has elementals, your mind has elementals. In the woods, we have the druids. Now, the druids are very interesting in the woods. If you're ever hiking and you get tired, if you set up against a tree, a druid will give you some energy in your spine. It's very interesting. They help you along. Or the gnomes will help you by giving you energy through a rock. You lean up against a rock, they'll send you energy out to your body by you making that contact, you see. Or you lay down on the earth, you get energy. So you get rejuvenated. You get energy contact. See, because when you start walking along, you start getting high, you're not paying attention to the body, are you? You're watching the trail, you're looking all over, aren't you? See? And so you start depleting your energy by not paying attention. So you should pay attention to the elements. When you're eating something, identify the elements that you and say, thank you. Thank you for holding this form for me. Thank you for holding this apple. Thank you for holding this tomato. Thank you for holding this lettuce, this celery, these carrots. Oh, vegetarian? Yeah. So the woods, they have marids, they have druids. There are different powers in the woods. Now you have the druid of the great pine tree, the redwood. You have the druid of the oak tree. You have the druid of the cypress, the jackalope tree, or whatever you call it. What's it called? Jacaranda tree, which has those beautiful, I was thinking jackalopes. Down in Arizona, they have rabbits with horns, and they call them jackalopes. You see, those aren't real. These are real. These are real. Understand the difference between fantasy stories that you tell your children and that you've read in books and the reality of the spirit in things. Understand there is a spirit in all elemental forces. Now, operating here upon the earth is the elementals, mankind, and the angelic beings. These are the three powers operating here on the earth. These are the three forms operating here on this platform called earth. And the elementals hold that earth all the way to its very core. They have that fire elementals are going on in there. They're churning, and you've seen them pop out of Mount St. Helens, you see, and up in Alaska, and see, they're coming out, hey, hello, you know, they're saying hello to us, and they have great power, don't they? Well, people used to worship them. You know, in Hawaii, they worshiped Pele. See, they gave that elemental a feminine name because, see, they saw their wives and, you know, how temperamental the wife was, and so they gave it a female name, you see. So the earth elementals are holding that power, and we broke worshiping them. You have to not worship the angels either. See, you worship God. Don't stop short. Don't worship anything less than God. If you're worshiping Christ, see God there. That's the doorway to God, you see. If you're worshiping Buddha or Krishna or any master, saint, or holy being, that's the doorway to God. Don't stop at the threshold. Don't be a dweller on the threshold. Go through. Go through. Go boldly to God. So the angelic beings can carry a message. You want to carry and say, God, I would like to have a meeting. You see, what you're saying is I need lifted. I need to raise my vibration. Send me inspiration. You see, so he sends you inspiration from his power. God will send you the ultimate energy and consciousness. So you ask God. Well, the message, as soon as you pray, an angel prayer takes your prayer right in light, right up to the Godhead. If you were ever standing in the kingdom of God, you would see this light coming up from humanity over and over, rolls and fields of light, or tracers of light, outpourings of light towards God. It's a beautiful radiance to see. And then see the returning currents coming down, blessing and healing and uplifting in answer to that prayer. For you have free will, and remember, prayer is blue and free will is blue. See, they come out of the blue light. So blue would be the basic substance, the spirit of blue, and the manifestations can come in different ways. Truth, love, faith, you see, past consciousness, surrender. When you leave this dimension, when you finally take your ascension, and you're no longer bound to the earth, this is the movement of your consciousness from your physical, through the astral, through the mental, to the psychic, to the spiritual plane. It takes 3.5 days to break the cord that holds you to the body. Some call this the silver cord. It's like an elastic cord. It can reach all the way across creation or back, but it'll keep you tuned to this body as long as you're here upon the earth and you're maintained upon the earth. If through your own maintenance or God's will to keep you here. You see, God may have a purpose for you. You may feel like I'm dying, and then you come back and you're saying glory to God, you met God, and you're telling all the people about it, you see. And so God may have a purpose, even if you're laying there on your deathbed, you see, and he may bring you back to the glory of God. Or he may even die and be brought back to the glory of God. But it takes 3.5 days to break this connection. So on the third day, Christ rose. See, he didn't break the connection. What he did is he kept a line intact to the whole of the earth. And he planted this in all the nations and all the people's mind, all this, so it would be a focus upon the earth of sustaining grace, a line of light that would carry out. So that goes through all the planes. And as you leave, Christ will meet you, or your master or saint or holy being will meet you in their body, their astral form, and take you through the next levels. So it takes 3.5 days to break this cycle. So what you'll do during those days, you'll go around, you'll look at the old places you've been, you'll look at your relatives and all of these kind of things. If you're enlightened, you'll know what's happening. If you're not, you'll be wondering why nobody's paying attention to you. There's some people who have no place to go. They're still wandering around the astral plane, where am I going? Huh? See, they have no God. They haven't heard about God. They have no God. They've fallen so far, they're still running around there. They're going to have to recycle. This is what happens. You see, the tomato keeps coming back. The tomato keeps coming back every year. Drops a seed, and the idea is in that seed, and here comes the tomato again, right? So what is more powerful, the tomato in its body or the idea of it? You see? So there's an idea of power, of emotional energy going on if the human gets bound up in when they leave this dimension. If you've had traumatic emotional experiences and you do not resolve them, you can be bound in the astral plane. If you do not have a great being to help you through that plane, you can be bound in the astral plane. You will not have ascension. You have to have right resolve now. You know, carrying around those old emotions and those old things. What if you accidentally left today? What if the end came right at this moment? See, all those things you're holding on to is what will keep you from God. Let them go. All those feelings against people that may have trespassed against you or hurt you in some way, let it go. So that you can be free, so you can make a clear ascension to God. Be clear and you'll go to clear. Be hung up and you get that stuck karma. All that stuck energy will bind your soul, bind your individuality, bind you to lesser substance. Just like the earthbound spirits were walking around here. Well, many of them have been exorcised by now. There's ministers and holy people on the planet exorcising beings that got trapped here on earth. I worked with the kahuna where we released souls out of the heiaus, and ones where they were cut to pieces, and we had to bring the soul back together. See, if you believe that someone has power over you, they can work that power over you. And they believe the kahunas had these powers, you see. Look, a lot of times, power is just good timing. When the solar eclipse starts, I'm going to blot out the sun. Good power, huh? So it's taking advantage of natural movement that is unknown to other people who look like supernatural. So you're going to move through these planes. Then the mental plane, whatever mental hang-ups that you have, whatever mental conditions are holding you up, worries, concerns, attachments, I got to pay the bills, how is this kid going to do, how's my husband, my wife, the boss, and all this stuff, junk you have in your mind. It's just junk. You got a junkyard dog in there going, don't take this stuff away from me. Rawr, 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 you know. I'll take care of it myself. No, let it go. Let it go. Yourself, you can do nothing. But in God, all things are free. So let go of that clarity. Let the purity of mind. Live in a pure mind, pure emotions, and pure actions. Do the best you can at all times. And as soon as you transgress or make a mistake, immediately stop at the point of consciousness of it and change your direction. Do not continue in that direction. If you know it before you're going to do it, stop that. If you know it in the middle of what you're doing, stop then. If you know it afterwards, stop then and say, don't do this again. But stop the wrong way movements of the mind, the wrong way movements of the astral form, or you will not make it through these planes. It's 49 days after you've broken this 3.5 days here, 49 days till your soul can be intact, till all the energy is pulled out of the astral and the mental plane. Some call this going toward before the karmic board, or going before St. Peter to get in to the, you know, through the gate. You're going to have to answer. You're going to have to give up all these attachments. See? So if you're doing everything for God's sake, you're ready to go. You have no worry. If you're walking for God, you're talking for God, you're eating for God, you have no worry about going. You will go right through, flowing through these things, unhindered, unbound, in the light of Christ, in the light of your own Christ consciousness, in the light of the purity and perfection of the Holy Spirit flowing in you, in the light of the great beings that can help you through, that can help you through the other side. Some just go to the other side and wait for their all of their devotees, and when the devotees come across, then they ascend together in a body, you see. And so there are great beings that are waiting on the other side there. And as their students grow and the years go by, they're still waiting there to take you, still waiting, and more come, and you see what I'm saying? But they haven't stopped there. Their astral form is there, but they have expanded to creation. They still have a point. Just like you have this body in this dimension, they still have a body there intact. They hold the focus. And as long as we love them and feel their love, that's the contact. But see, old gods die when the love fades away. Old gods die when love fades away, you see. Because the little demigods, the little gods, all fade away. But the true God will never perish, will never fade away. So go truly to God. Have God as your goal in your ascension. Breaking this life and death cycle, going to God. You will then, through the energy of knowledge, you will pull your soul together. So know God in your heart. That's what pulls you. The power of your knowledge, the threefold flame of love and truth and wisdom on the purity and perfection of the altar of your heart, draws all that to the pure heart, you see. And then you won't be bound to these lesser levels. And then you move into the very light of spirit. Now, the light of spirit can be shining right down here into this physical dimension and touching you at this very moment. You can ascend in a twinkling of the eye. You don't even have to go through this. You can go directly to the light. You can turn right to light, as Christ turned to light, as it went up that mountain, and on the 40th day there, he turned to light. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Thank you for joining with us this day. God bless you. Hi, here we are again for your gaze of the week. This week, we want you to gaze upon the elementals. The elementals in the earth, the water, the fire, the air, and the ethers. And also, this week, we have you to continue your breath. You've doing 10 breath exercises. Concentrate now on bringing your breath and energies with the elementals. Breathing from you to the elementals, breathing from you to the elementals, to the earth in you, to the water in you, to the fire in you, to the air in you. Feel that breath. This is a start of communication. Feel yourself breathing to the angelic kingdom and breathing in the presence of God. Bring your breath, let your breath carry you to these different places of consciousness. This week, our meditation is on the five rays. This is our visualization process of the logos. And we are coming to the towards the end of this exercise now of visualization. And as we meditate, we go through the rainbow bridge, we go through the solar bridge, we go through each one of the symbols, adding each one of them, until we come to that four that we did last week, and now we go to the five, which is at the top of the logos. You can come in and see this logos here. At the top of the logos here is the five we're talking about. These five at the top of the logos here, the student of light works with the angelic kingdom and through alchemy commands through the perfected image of the individual at unity, the five lower bodies of consciousness from this point of view as witness to the manifest and unmanifest, the divine direction and bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. You're working on bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. The student of light has found the teacher within, the divine director of the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotence of God. That's the threefold flame in the omni-beingness of God. And is freed from the world of appearances, attuned to reality, freed from the direction of the senses and sensations, master of the body, the mind, and the soul, free from death, disease, and suffering, attuned by transmutation, ascension, and resurrection of the dead atoms of their body. Here the students of light enter the spiritual kingdom, walk and talk with the powers of God, the angelic, and the masters of light and ascended beings. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light.